WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everybody, Riley Hart here, and welcome back to Healthy Boundaries, Protect Your Peace. You know that feeling when you're trying to juggle a million things, but somehow always end up feeling like you're barely keeping your head above water? Yeah, me too. And let's be honest, sometimes it feels like our lives are just one long permission slip waiting to be signed. But guess what? You don't have to live that way. Today we're diving into the super important topic of setting healthy limits, from the very start. It's not about saying, no, all the time, but about making sure your needs and well-being are a priority. Think of it as building a protective fortress around your energy, your time, and your sanity. Now, I know what you're thinking. Setting limits? That sounds complicated, but trust me, it doesn't have to be. It's all about being intentional with your choices and communicating clearly. Ever feel like people just keep taking and taking without asking or acknowledging your boundaries? It can be frustrating. That's why learning to set those limits early on is crucial. It's like planting a seed. The earlier you do it, the stronger the roots will grow. So, let's unpack 5 key takeaways that will help you master the art of setting healthy limits from the get-go. 1. Know yourself. Before you can set any boundaries, you need to know what's important to you. What are your values? What drains your energy? What makes you feel happy and fulfilled? Take some time for self-reflection. Journaling, meditation, or even just a good old-fashioned walk in nature can help you get in touch with your inner compass. 2. Communicate clearly. Once you know your non-negotiables, it's time to communicate them. But how do you say no without feeling guilty? Remember, saying no doesn't make you a bad person. It simply means you're prioritizing your own well-being. Practice being assertive and direct. Use phrases like, I appreciate the offer, but I won't be able to, or, my schedule is pretty packed right now, so I need to decline. 3. Start small. Don't try to overhaul everything at once. Start with small, manageable boundaries in areas that feel most comfortable. Maybe it's saying no to one extra commitment this week or setting aside time for yourself each day. Building momentum is key. 4. Be consistent. The secret sauce to success? Consistency. Once you set a boundary, stick to it. This helps people understand your limits and respect your decisions. Don't give in to pressure or guilt trips. Remember, you're worth it. 5. Re-evaluate regularly. Life is ever-changing, so your boundaries should be too. Take time every few months to reflect on what's working and what needs adjustment. It's okay to make changes as your priorities evolve. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're at work, juggling deadlines and emails, when your boss throws one more task your way. It feels like the universe is conspiring against you. But instead of automatically saying, yes, out of fear or obligation, you take a deep breath and say, I appreciate the opportunity, but I'm already fully committed to these other projects. Can we discuss this further next week? See, you didn't have to be rude or confrontational, just assertive and respectful of your time and energy. You know what? Setting healthy limits isn't about being selfish, it's about taking care of yourself so you can show up as your best self in all areas of your life. It's about creating space for the things that truly matter. Your passions, your relationships, your own personal growth. When you prioritize your well-being, everything else falls into place. Remember, you deserve to feel happy, fulfilled, and in control. So go out there, set those boundaries, and watch your life transform. And hey, don't forget to share this episode with a friend who might need a little boundary boost. You know who I'm talking about, that person always saying, yes, when they mean, no. Let's empower each other. Until next time, stay strong, stay true to yourself, and keep protecting your peace.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.